Hello everyone and welcome to the 18-year-old entrepreneur podcast. In this episode I'm going to be going over how I built an Instagram from 0 to 2,000 followers in 30 days and how you can do the same.
Welcome to the 18-year-old entrepreneur podcast. Each week we deliver marketing, social media and business insights to progress your business, as well as interviewing accomplished business owners and specialists alike. All brought to you by Insight Social.
Just before we get started, I really do appreciate all the feedback from the last two episodes. Of course, this is from a standing start. I've never done this before. So by all means, if you have any feedback, if you have any opinions or thoughts on this, things I can switch up and change, by all means, message me on Instagram at 18.entrepreneur or feel free to leave a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. It really is much appreciated and all feedback has, fingers crossed, been taken on board and implemented into this episode. Yeah, so 0 to 2,000 followers in 30 days. And just a little preface here, this isn't something that is strictly for one niche, that is for one type of content. It's something you can definitely take away and replicate in your industry and grow your Instagram page. It's something that's, it's not an outlier. It's 100% something that you can take away, put your spin on it and grow your page. I know a lot of people use followers as the benchmark for success, but the results that you're looking to get out of Instagram don't necessarily have any correlation with the amount of followers you've got. So what I think is above followers is more useful than knowing your followers, is knowing your Instagram engagement rate. So it's great if you're wanting to get some sort of idea on how your Instagram is performing and things you can improve. The best way of doing so is to find out your Instagram engagement rate, and that'll give you a numerical figure of how engaged your audience are, and from that you can work out what content you need to change up, if you need to engage your audience more, if you need to get rid of fake followers or switch up your strategy. So what you want to do is find a page that's similar to yours and would have the same intended audience. This could be a competitor, it could be a theme page, it could be focusing on an interest that your audience has or a specific industry, but it has to have the same audience that you're looking to target. Once you've found this page, the similar page to yours, the good thing about Instagram is the transparency behind it. So firstly, what I would do is click onto the list of who's following them. And this is essentially a database of your target audience. Because they've engaged with a page that's similar to yours, they're likely to then go over to your page and like your content as well. So you found your audience, you've got your big long list of people who follow that similar account, and that's your list of potential followers, potential customers, that is your audience. And now you've found that list, what are you going to do with them? You're going to go down the list and you're going to like their content. You're going to comment on their posts. You're going to give them a follow. You're going to DM them as much impact as you can give in that notification bar. For example, one like on one of their posts, they're unlikely to see it ultimately. It's going to be a cold day in hell when they click onto Instagram, see you've liked one of their posts and be curious enough to check you out. So you're going to need to make as much impact as you can with those notifications. So that could be, for example, liking 10 of their posts, liking 5 and then following them, leaving them feedback on a post or a comment. But it comes down to just making an impact in their notifications tab. And once you've done that, you know, you're in their notifications, they're familiar with your name, they're going to click onto your profile, chances are they're going to click onto your profile and check out your content. So the vast majority of people, they're going to see that you've engaged with their page, curiosity is going to take over, they're going to take a look at your page, and chances are from that, they're going to drop you a follow, they're going to like your content, and that exchange of the engagement is there. They've now become part of your audience, so you've taken them from a similar page, you've taken them from somewhere, they're going to hang out online, and you've brought them over to your page. If you've done this right, they should stick around, they should carry on engaging with your content, and that further shows that the audience to start off with was correct. It was your target audience, and they are interested now in your content. We know that they're likely going to engage in your page, find it useful, find your products useful, or use your services. And that is how I grew the page to 0 to 2,000 followers in 30 days, and now I think actually we're sitting around 10,000 followers at the moment, just under. And they're all targeted, you can look at the location, because it's a York theme page, it's pictures of York, you can actually see the audience, and you can actually see that they're made up, for the most part, of people who are living in York, who've lived in York, or who are interested in York. So that really proves that this method can not just build an audience, but build a relevant and targeted audience. So there you have it. If you're wanting to grow an Instagram audience, if you're wanting that targeted, relevant, high engagement audience, absolutely what you need to be doing is 10, 15 minutes a day, maybe a week, outbound engagement. So finding your target audience, engaging with them and bringing them back to your page ultimately and growing your following, growing your metrics.
Insight Social works closely alongside business owners across Yorkshire and the UK to grow and monetize their social media pages. If you don't understand or simply don't have the time to utilize your business's social media to its fullest extent, visit insightsocial.co.uk.
I'm sure there'd be some sort of phrase for it or some sort of effect for this, but why do things group up on specific days? For example, this week, I've been feeling a bit unmotivated, a bit slow, and I'm sure everyone can relate to this. You go through ups and downs in terms of motivation, in terms of getting things done and productivity, but this week I've just been feeling particularly slow and not quite on it. And on Monday morning, first thing, I was a bit tired, just got out of bed, and I had back-to-back calls, and not one, but two of those calls, both of them, had actually ended up becoming customers. So that was customers calling me. So that was great. And that's a large portion of my income. Two deals in one morning. I'm sure there'll be some sort of name for this grouping of activity, the something effect, you know. But it was just strange how on just one morning there'd just been this explosion of activity and all of a sudden I've got these new customers coming on board and I'm going to be doing all this new work. And it's just strange how events like that, whether good or bad, can group up and happen all at the same time, whether that be something externally that's triggered them or just nothing at all that could just randomly occur. But I see it a lot in a lot of different things. Things tend to group up and happen at the same time, which transitions well, actually, kind of, onto the next thing that I wanted to speak about. And it represents the rise of the digital age, which is ASOS buying Topshop and Boohoo buying Debenhams. If you're not from the UK, that might sound like gobbledygook. But those are large high street shops and they're being bought out by online retailers, e-commerce stores. You've got these massive conglomerates of these high street stores that have just ruled the UK, you know, fashion scene, the buying scene, the high street for decades. And then all of a sudden they run into a sustained period of trouble and all of a sudden ASOS are buying them out, Boohoo are buying them out. These e-commerce, equally large e-commerce giants are just buying them out. In my eyes, certainly, it represents that. These old, maybe outdated even, businesses that are being forced to go online and rely more heavily on online rather than physical premises. And what a shift, you know, we've had this sustained period of difficult business for these high street businesses. And we saw the same with Toys R Us, with Thomas Cook, these massive companies that are supposedly too big to fail, I think in the eyes of many people, have just been taken under completely if they've lagged at all to get on the internet or to do things more digital. And very much so, as it's reflected in these ginormous companies, I think the lessons from that can be taken away and applied to everyone's business, applied to smaller businesses, in that now more than ever, when contact is reduced, when it's restricted, definitely your business needs to be online.
There's never been a better time to go all in on social. Grow and monetize your business's social media with Insight Social. Visit insightsocial.co.uk.